guys, welcome back to Philly Talks.
It's been a while since I've done this.
It's been 2 weeks.
It's been so long.
It doesn't feel like it.
No, it feels like a month.
It has been too long.
So
phone's on do not disturb and that.
I was even gonna start doing my CV quick time. We can do that later.
We can do that later. We're not trying to, you know,
be distracted because it's a very interesting topic. So if you're into, you know, social media, Instagram and all that, I'm sure you've heard about Portia Williams from Real Housewives of Atlanta and how she is now engaged to Paul, her so-called quote-unquote friend, ex-husband or whatever. See, now this morning, funny enough, I was on YouTube, as usual. I was listening to this girl, Jessie Wu. She was on Love and Hip Hop and she was talking about the situation, actually. She was like, the maths isn't mathing here.
Something's not adding up because
if we wheel it back, there was this episode, a video of Paul that surfaced back in January, I believe, where he was saying how, what's her name, Fowlin? What's the woman's name? Fallon.
I feel like everyone's getting her name wrong.
Fallon allegedly cheated on him and la-di-da-di-da.
Yeah.
That's why they filed for divorce on January. And then, of recent, the whole incident with him and Portia getting engaged.
It was last month.
Last month, imagine that. But then, after that, there was a video of Fallon proposing to a man.
Proposing to another man.
She proposed to another man.
No, I've heard of that. That is in her past. That's before Paul.
Okay.
So that has nothing to do with
it. I thought sis is in a bowling alley proposing to a guy.
No.
After.
No. That was before. That was before him.
But in any case, we can talk about the fact whether or not her and Portia were actually friends, because she was introduced into the show through her, so that's what Jessie Wu was saying.
Okay, and I'm going to say this because Nene said it as well. She said, most of these people, we don't know each other.
That's what the girl said on
we
YouTube.
We don't know each other.
When I was on Love & Hip Hop, I was introduced by Trina. I was introduced into the whole franchise through Trina.
Yeah.
But I'm not friends with Trina.
Yeah,
she's
they don't
not
know
someone
each other.
I speak to on a daily and call and da-da-da-da-da. So
I've seen you around, exactly. And, you know, we know of each
other. We've worked together, we know of each other, we've been in the same building, but there's no relationship.
There's no
if that's the case, and apparently it's very normal to happen when it comes to these situations, okay, cool. I can believe when she said she's
not friends. Because Nene stole Marlo's man back in, like, season one. And they were in a full-blown but they were actually friends.
See, that's crazy.
It's crazy, but they were both getting coin from him. So I feel like their end goal was different. And the thing is with Portia, I feel like she's always been attracted to African men.
Older men.
I wouldn't say older. This is the first one that's older. But she's been attracted to African men. Like, even before, she was always being accused of, you know, dating this African man, sleeping with this married African man.
Oh.
So it's
sis
always been an
type.
African.
She has a type. She has a type.
Sis, me too. I resonate with her with having a type. But yeah, as far as quote unquote stealing your friend's man, I feel like that's secondary school play.
That's something
that I would expect my little cousins to be telling me about. You know, this happened on the playground, he dumped me and he told my best friend that he likes her.
Because even if they're not friends or there wasn't much of a friendship, I don't get it. Like, you've been to my house, can you respect me?
I've been to your house checking out your man.
Even in that episode where she went into the house.
I have a question. What are you checking?
What do you mean? Leg on my finger.
What was she checking on him? Because there was not. No disrespect.
Because I saw that.
Even my type is not that great.
My type has never been the greatest.
But what are you checking?
I'm still going to critique other people's mans. So there's that.
No, but no, even if my type is not the best, they either have a good smile, nice eyes, there's something attractive that's another person will be like, oh rah, like I see what you saw there.
No, I see how you know you're still engaged with him because this guy can actually, you know, you can have a proper conversation with him. You can get into certain topics and discussions. So I see, even though the looks didn't
necessarily
don't match how I look, I see where, okay, cool.
You got that idea, but this one I don't, apart from the zeros in the bank account.
And I think that's what it was. I think that's what first lured it in.
Cause, oh boy, child.
Then again, you know.
But you know what? When they say, oh, it's fishy, you can fall in love with someone within a month.
Yeah.
I honestly believe that's so true.
I do it all the time. I do it all the time.
You can, these late night conversations, you can be on the phone, you can be like,
and it's
oh.
a thing of, they always give you that extra special attention.
You know what, yeah? Especially when the person takes time out to actually get to know you and be like, okay, so what are you into? When you guys see that you like match on things for the future, match on things that you want together, I'm falling for you. So her falling for him within like a month or 2 weeks, and then obviously I don't know when their relationship exactly started to say they fell in love in the month, because okay, cool, the timeline might not make sense, but they basically, apparently according to him, they broke up in December. So
December, November, because they went together for the holidays.
I don't believe that you need to be in this generation to be about this generation. In this generation, we move very fast.
It's not the generation. I don't even know if it's the generation or the way society has made it like, oh, you can't keep crying over a man and da 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 da.
One way to get over a man is to get on top or under
another one. Whichever one suits you. Whether you like to ride or be ridden. That's your poison.
But like, I was like, she can definitely fall in love. If she's in love with him, then well and good. It's okay. But how long is it going to last? Because
allegedly she's with child as well.
She says she's not pregnant.
But then why was she wearing
all that
flowing?
Because it was for promo. She was promoting a company. Because
I know Portia, the girl loves to show skin and curves.
And he's an African man that might like to, you know, to be reserved. And Fallon wasn't doing that. Maybe that's one of the reasons why they.
Yeah, but neither is Portia though. She's not that reserved.
And she's deciding to switch up for the man.
There's that
as well.
There's that.
But the thing is, I wouldn't get in a relationship with someone like Paul. You have to think about it. Paul does not only have 1, 2, 3 kids.
Yeah,
he has kids everywhere in the world. Yeah. In the world, not country.
Not the United States.
No. In the world. He has kids
the
everywhere. Yes, everywhere in the world. In the world.
I was going to say, why?
So if he decides to go and, you know,
travel
check
for
up.
Work.
Yeah, or check up on his kids in another country.
Are you now going to be doing traveling with him?
Because
like, pick up all your life and just
not
go
all, not, I'm sure not all his baby mothers have moved on because of the money that he provides. It's very comfortable. And, you know, African
men. Even if I moved on, I will still give you a little nugget here and there so you can keep sending that money.
And, like, you know, African men, back in our tradition, even before, like, the whole religion thing, back in the African tradition, a man was allowed to be with however many women he
wanted
to be. What's
that man from the Bible that had 700 wives and 300 concubines?
Girl, I didn't read that part.
Yeah.
I didn't read that part.
King Solomon or whatever.
Auntie, I didn't read that part.
No, there's someone in the Bible with that many.
How many wives?
700 wives and 300 concubines.
What's concubine? Kids? What's...
It's like
side chicks.
Yeah.
Oh
side
my
chicks.
God. And he remembers every single one of them.
I mean, this is how I came
at
to know
this time. You have to number them because
no. I found it for a comedy thing in Angola, right? This comedian was talking about, you know, King Solomon had about 700 wives and 300 concubines. Like, the year only has 365 days. How is he having sex with every one of them? By the time he gets to number 700, there's someone that's gone without it for 6 months.
There's about 10 people that are already 9 months pregnant. So how many kids did he have? He created HIV. There we go.
This is how
I'm so
population
sorry.
Started increasing because so many wives.
He's the reason, maybe. People, men like him.
Because I'm sure not every woman was hygienic, and there were only fucking one man, and that man was fucking everyone, meaning it was being spread to everybody. And maybe the ones that wasn't getting it, I mean, you see in these shows in the olden times, people used to cheat like it was a sport.
But
it was a freaking sport.
Why do you think men removed houseboys?
They even had official cheaters. You know, I mean, this is me saying, okay, I'm rewriting.
I feel like I'm getting back to that age.
Sorry.
What no, age? Go on, continue. Let me know.
You know when you have that one person that you just assign as your, I don't know. You've really distracted me.
The person that you assign as your fuck buddy.
Yes, that's what I want to say. Ah, God.
Sorry. I'm so
mistake.
No,
yeah. But cheating back in the days was a sport. So I see how the population started increasing small because
you had to just Adam pray that the child looked like your husband. Boy.
Oh my God, I was at work the other day. Sorry, we've gone off topic completely, but I was at work last week or the week before.
You had to work every week.
I work every week. Yeah. And the lady I was working with, she was telling me the story behind the name Tamara in the Bible, and I thought, wow.
Boy. You're a hoe.
She almost called me a Jezebel. I said, oh my God. Mom, do we need to I'm gonna stick to my first name.
Yeah, you know the one.
But she was saying that.
Is that why you missed her?
I mean, she you know, she played around, but she didn't cheat on anyone. Unlike me. But hey ho.
Who did you cheat on?
A human.
No, a rabbit, obviously. Said who, not what. That one.
I don't know if he wants it to be known.
I don't care. I don't feel like he cares, you know. He knows what you do for a living.
He does.
Yeah.
He did ask not to mention anything on the podcast, but hey ho. Was that ever going to follow that rule?
You lost that privilege when you blocked me.
I wasn't blocked. I was just unfollowed.
Yeah, that privilege was lost because how are you going to know? How?
But we can get back to the cheating.
But
back to Portia.
Portia.
You gotta get back to the cheating because, you know, I just feel like I'm a chatty pet these days, so I wanna talk. But anyway.
I wonder why. Yeah.
The spirit is within me. Not of Jezebel, but the spirit.
Which one?
Many. Whichever one.
Of speaking?
Yeah, of speaking, definitely. So, with the whole Portia situation, what do you think about bringing your friends around your man?
My friends personally,
any friend, whichever friend, whoever that you class as a friend,
to bring around my man.
Yes.
See, here's what I say, yeah. No one is entitled to anyone,
right?
Yeah. Let's say, God forbid, but let's just say, yeah, one day, one time, I bring a man and you or one of our friends decide to be like, you know what, I find him attractive.
That's not that can ever happen because we go for different types.
Bitch, I said God forbid.
Okay, forbid it with someone else because it won't be me. We don't have the same taste, clearly.
Damn, I feel
no, don't be embarrassed because mine is even worse.
Anyway. So now you've taken me off my point. As I was saying, let's say, like, you know, if we're just in a relationship,
yeah,
and you guys have this spark. Me, listen, I do believe in energy. I actually do.
Okay.
So if I see that someone has a
spark here in their head, but cool.
If I see someone has, I wouldn't say I would do it, but if I see someone has a better energy with my man than me, it makes me question myself on whether he needs me or we're going to.
Yeah.
I look for the future. I don't see that he's treating me good right now. How is he going to be treating me? Will he be comparing me to the energy that he has with this person? Because it's just going to be a bit.
But he just met this person, no?
You can meet people and you can connect instantly.
That's true.
Boy.
That's true.
I know that with ex-boyfriend. Like, we
yeah.
met. Spoke like we knew each other for years, relationship, blah, de, da, de, yeah, it ended. But even up to today, if we meet, it's we can speak for days.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I mean? And then there's other guys where it's like, I would meet, I would see you, and I'd just say hi. And then everyone goes their way. Because it's like, there was no connection there.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that I'm attracted to, I always say this, are very rare. Like, they are so rare. When people ask me why I'm single, it's because my type is not available. They're all taken by girls that are not even treating them right.
Man said, leave him so I can show him the path to righteousness.
I'm trying to show a king, boy.
I'm trying to
get comfortable. I'm trying to show a king the way, you know.
How to be treated.
How to be treated, man. But you have to be willing to be treating me like the queen that I am, because...
Oh, yeah, it's a two-way street.
It's a two-way stream. But back to that point.
Yeah.
If my friend was to be attracted to the guy that I'm with, I feel like I would know.
You could...
I feel like you observe in silent. I observe and I will say it straight away. Because it's like, what are you doing? What do you think you're doing?
Sorry, darling. As you're touching my mouth, how do you think your hand is going?
Bruh.
Because
even you see me, when my friends are like in relationships, as much as they are my friends, boy, I don't talk to your man. And if I talk to your man, it's going to be in a setting or him asking me, oh, is her birthday coming up?
Yeah, it's always going to be relating back to you. It's never going to be just me and him having a conversation.
And you know one thing I hate? Yeah, this is how in my head the whole Portia and Fallon thing happened.
Yeah.
Fallon must have pissed Portia off. So she was like, let me go and talk to her man about it. And then she started sharing, you know, and then they connected. But in my head, I was like, if you fucking... powers of fucking be with you. Because there.
No, but let's backtrack a bit. You go to my man to talk about how I may or may have not pissed you off. You met him through me. You didn't know he existed. You never knew a face like him until I introduced him.
No, Dennis introduced them.
Oh no, I'm
so they
forget them.
Forget
them. This is our own scenario at this point, because that's how it normally happens in my life anyway. I introduce you to these people. You didn't know this face until Tamara said, "This is who I'm talking to."
Yeah,
and you now think you can message, like, first of all, I find it weird for you to have my man on socials. I'm not entitled to them, to anyone, but I'm entitled.
Okay, on that note, I will say this, guilty as charged, but I was young, so no judging. I've done a Porsche. Not.
Wait a minute.
I've done a Porsche, but not a... I was young.
Not a Jezebel type of thing, but...
I was young. We were still very young, remember?
No, I don't. What story is this?
So, basically... this guy apparently liked me but was going out with my friend, yeah, and it was confusing me because I was there, like, when we first met each other.
Asian looking individual with the curly hair,
yeah.
Oh,
that one. So then
I
obviously
was dumb as fuck but pretty as
hell. Oh my god. So then obviously he was proper telling me how he liked me, but me being, see, I'm the big mouth friend. So I'm going to tell,
he likes me,
but I thought you guys were together, like, I thought you guys were, trying to, like, what's the deal? So then my friend at the time was basically like, no, you can go for it, like, we're dead over, and I was just there, like, I had to message you and my other friend, and I was like, she said I can go for it, but, like, I don't think I should. Like, it doesn't seem
right.
But
she was moving that way as well. She said it's okay. She was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, but she was only uncomfortable with you guys. She wasn't uncomfortable with me. Do you get what I mean? It would be like, oh, so what's he saying? Like, so how are you guys doing? And blah, blah, blah. But in my head, I was like, if he can do that to you, you really think me? I'm going to get in
next
a relationship
will, next
with him.
Next it will be Tamara. Next it will be Jessica. Next it will be God knows who.
No, boy. I was not trying to. I wasn't me.
A man was gonna do rounds on the groom.
I did what they call pull the leash. That's what was my job. Yes, I'm going to give you, but I'm not going. I'm not, like, I pulled it, but I never,
yeah,
I never fully, that. Like, but then I fully went to him, like, you know what, yeah, I can never take you serious. I fully sat him down and I said, you're a joke. You cannot tell me before you guys start going out that you like me, then next thing you know, she's telling me you guys are going out. Like, that's a bit weird.
Unless you know it's okay for me.
Maybe because, like, in our friendship group, we were grown at a very young age, so it's like...
I don't think I was.
No, you weren't grown mentally. Tomorrow, you are grown mentally.
At what age?
At what age? I don't want to say because it's not that far away.
Oh,
it wasn't that far away.
17. Alright, fair enough.
I just said I don't want to say.
I thought you said, I thought we were talking about back in secondary school.
No. That wasn't secondary school.
It feels like it was.
That's when we had a bit of freedom, boy. Doing up stupid.
What was it? Westfield.
Yeah,
going to get
mad
ice cream.
And shit.
I mean, people them's mandem.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Ho. Yeah. And then obviously, I was just like, you know what? Yeah, we can't do this anymore. But he used to like send me paragraphs and say, I never liked her, blah blah blah. And I was just there like, you do realize I'm screenshotting this and I'm gonna send it to her. Like, what are you doing, mate? Like, what are you like? Let's be serious.
Man, this is so dumb.
I follow this guy on TikTok. He goes, men don't really think. We don't really think.
It's
we just
so
do.
Dumb.
The way, I feel like the way women are programmed, we calculate things. We just want
you
to see how
think
it's going
about
to.
It sometimes.
We want to see how it's gonna like
play out. But that's my own version of the scenario. I don't know if that's how
what
it's
I'm gonna
work.
What I'm gonna get out of it and how it's going to be handled. But in this case, it was.
He didn't think about shit. He was just trying to get what he wanted then and there and call it a day.
There was no handling. There was no communication that was great. And it's the fact that he thought it was because we were communicating on, like, mostly FaceTime and Snapchat. He would, like, I can still save your messages and I can still send them. And the thing that he did, yeah, when he was trying to... Basically, when I denied him and he wanted to go back to my friend... He did this thing where he deleted messages, but me being, oh God, the brain of a woman is different. I had already taken my screenshot. So when she compared the screenshots, she was like, why is there missing messages from the ones that you're sending me and hers are full? Like you can, but in his ones, it looks like I was begging it.
Oh wow.
And I was just there like, boy. I was like, you tried it, but thank you. You really tried it. Now no one wants you. So what now?
I think I was on a different wavelength anyway, so...
Yeah, you were.
I was... Don't
I had to think about it. No, I had to think about it.
I really was.
I was like, where was she?
I was somewhere else. But, yeah, you see... It was a pretty man that shouldn't have opened his mouth. Some good looking guys just can't speak because it fucks up the whole thing.
You see, that's why my type is rare.
It ruins it.
Because you see these good looking guys, you look at them and you're like, please say something that will match
your
something.
Face. Say something that will match your face.
That's why men can't be prudent with
a dumb mouth. It can't happen. This vocabulary needs to be on point.
That's why only women that are very wealthy go for pretty looking men. Because they know that they can feed
them. Swindle you and backflips and everything. Whatever I want to do with you, I probably can. And
the
I
minute
don't need
you
for
cheat,
anything.
The minute you cheat, they'll remind you your place.
You need me. I don't need you.
I don't need you. Right. I can get another one of you. But you know what, guys? I need a man. I can't do this. I'm so sorry. Off topic. Derail. Derailed.
God.
I feel like every time I come here, it's kind of like therapy. So I'm tired. Like I've decided, like, cause we're back in the open, we're back outside. I'm doing this whole dating thing. Like I'm getting people's names mixed up. I can't do this.
Lord have mercy.
That's why I went for one type, and they all had the same name. Because I'm not forgetting.
You're really not though. That's funny. They all have the same name, you know. Oh,
I never see them the same though, because
they're
up
very
to
different.
Now,
all of them are different. Very, very different. Maybe the first two, maybe.
No.
Just
please appreciate number one. Don't even.
Number one.
Yeah, don't compare number one to number two, because that's bad.
Number two, the one that was always using the word gut.
Yeah, don't say that word either.
Okay, do you know what? I don't think I even saw number one's face like that. The one time I did, it was just hoodie.
He was upset.
What the fuck was that? Why are you wearing a whole hoodie inside a restaurant? People, and then the light was directly on top of him, so he was creating a shadow over his whole face.
People moved to his girl before we got to the restaurant, so he was so pissed off. It's like they, you know, when they fully ignored his girl.
If you could see my face in that restaurant, I was just looking at him. You'd think I was checking him out. I was really just trying to see his face.
I think it was Jess, our other friend. She was basically like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "No." I was like, seriously, like, it's not even like I spoke to the guys, but my guy was angry.
It's the pride. It's like, how dare my child come for my girl? Can you? It's almost a thing of, can you not see that I'm here and you still try to do it?
And we were holding hands.
That's what pissed him off, because it's like a girl coming over, like, so what's
see, cause
this,
we were, what's your number? Oh, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't even that. They were in a nice car. So the pride went. Oh my god. It's like, what are you doing? What do you think you're doing? I'm there thinking, babe, there's two of them.
And it hit him even more, because you are the one paying for the hotel. He still owes you that 160. That's why it hurt him.
Such anyway.
Such is life.
As you were saying.
Back to my cheating.
What caused you to cheat? As a person that has been cheated on, I would like to know what forces.
I wasn't forced.
What forces lead you guys there? What pushes you?
I mean, me personally, my force.
Your infidelity.
Infidelity. Oh my god.
I say this, yeah. No one that has a girlfriend or a boyfriend is being cheated on. Does that make sense? No one owes anyone. People need to stop doing this whole thing. That's my man. That's my man. That's my man.
It's just a thing of respect and what else? Yeah, just respecting the relationship and the person. Because we basically had an agreement where we're going to be faithful to each other. We're not going to...
Not everyone has that agreement, by the way. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. I totally do. I'm not disregarding
it. But I think
it
comes with the whole title of relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Some people have never been there, so they wouldn't know how to respect that. So when they come and now cheat, it's like, oh, I'm not allowed to do that. But they actually don't know that they're not allowed to do that.
No, I knew what I was doing. So there's that.
And then there's people who grew up in households where dad was cheating. They knew that dad was cheating. And
then the mom accepted it.
And it was
like
a... Exactly. Yeah, so yeah, why are you hyping up? My mom stayed.
Yeah. Why? I mean, I hear it from that perspective.
But I'm not saying cheating is right. It's not right. But you are not entitled to a human being. Like,
it's not
right.
But some people, they have different views on it because of how they were brought up or how they see other people's relationships.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the way I was brought up, my mom didn't take shit. So if you're doing that madness, bye. Like, it's not allowed. But my whole thing is, yeah. If we are in a relationship at this age, back then, yeah, even like when we speak about like my past and people cheating, I did really not care. I when you deep it, it's like,
why was I actually angry? Is it just because, oh, that's my boyfriend?
It was no. I've said it before on the podcast. It was literally a reaction.
Yeah, the reaction
that I have to give. It's the right reaction.
Yeah.
The reaction of me throwing things at him, or the reaction of me, you know. But if we're talking properly, I never cried. It was mostly, why did he do that? Like, oh my god, I'm so angry.
Get out, girl. Get the fuck out.
I'm so angry.
I'm so angry.
And then it's like, your friends will be more angry than you. You're like, yeah.
And it adds more fuel to the fire.
It had. Because it's hard.
No, the Nigerian is really popular. Yeah, Karen.
You need to stop putting my life out on blast.
It's because I was watching something this morning.
We need to sign contracts at this point.
I was watching something this morning and it was a Nigerian
It was like a little clip from a Nigerian movie where he got caught. Where it basically his girl walked in on him cheating when he was in the hotel.
Oh, that one!
And he was like, "Mess up, boy,
mess up."
Who was the last to enter?
It was me. Why did you not lock the door?
Are you mad? Your girl is standing there, and your first thought is literally saying,
"Oh,
why did you not lock the door?"
Oh my god.
Mess up. But I just generally feel like, what was I even saying before you?
We was going into my cheating.
Yeah, you're cheating. Why?
So why I did it is because I hate you for nothing. It's so cheeky.
Because what you did was cheeky.
Yeah, it was. The other day I was actually deep in it. I was like, Tamara, what the fuck were you doing? You could have actually just left this person alone the first time around. But anyway, so, to tell you the truth, I wasn't getting the sex that I wanted from the relationship. And it wasn't because he was bad, because now I've come to a point where it's like, I don't think sex is bad. It just depends on how you connect with a person and if you can both please each other based on following what you like or what you don't like. And we just wasn't finding common ground, despite the many tries. And boy, did I try. I even cried about it.
I'm sorry, I laughed about it, because as a friend, if you don't laugh, what the fuck? Imagine your girl calling you.
I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Like, I don't know how else to improve it. What is it?
Am I like, girl, have you tried to take charge of the situation?
I was taking charge the whole time.
That's one thing a girl doesn't want to do.
I personally don't want to do it.
I love to be told what to do. Turn around, flip me over, tell me to... Me!
The only time I take charge is when I'm giving head.
No, the only time I take charge is if I'm liquored up. I want to control everything that happens here, because this is when the
ego comes out, and
the porn star that I saw doing what she did, that's when I want to experiment.
Yeah, let me copy and paste. But nah, like, it just it wasn't doing it for me, and especially because of what I've had previously on previous encounters with other guys. It was like, nah, this cannot be my life.
I've had that before though.
This cannot be my life. I can't do it.
I feel like I've had that before, but the difference is, I feel like now at this age, I would say this in the most respectful way ever. My man needs to, obviously, like, money to me should be 30% of a person.
Yeah.
Sex is 60%, and the other percent, do whatever you want with it. Personality. Because me,
the 10% is personality.
You're lying,
Maria. Your math is not math.
I didn't pass the 3.
Wait, so we go 6, 30% sex, 30. That's money, and 10.
It's not 10 though. Mine's out of 120.
Okay,
so I didn't pass math, so I made my own. It's definitely not out of 100.
This is why you don't listen to people. They have their own goal.
Definitely.
But yeah,
so mine, it's like sex has to be 60%, and like when I say it's 60%, it's not anything. It's just like, as me, as a character, I love it.
Yeah, and I'm not just even talking about the act of doing it.
Mm-mm.
It's like,
it's the intimacy for me.
It's the intimacy, and it's that intense feeling. Like,
yes,
you know when you're in the same room and you just look at each other, it's like, this is a bit mad.
I want you.
This is a bit mad. Oh, you're playing footsie under the table. It's like, fuck, my, wow.
I love dangerous times as well. There's a person that obviously, back in the day, that I used to do dangerousness with, I feel like that was the maddest. Like, that to
like,
me, that
oh
was the maddest.
My god.
Cause once we did it, I was there like, oh my god, wow.
Do you know what? The build up of sex is more intense than the actual thing.
Yeah, but then there are those people that just, you know,
they don't even have this. That's what,
yeah,
I was saying. Eventually, because I wasn't even,
it was literally one, two,
because I wasn't connecting with this person,
I'm
and
done
on that level.
Thinking,
because I wasn't connecting them on that level, I just eventually became, I wasn't attracted to them anymore.
No, It's a very important skill.
I made it very known that, listen, I'm not feeling it. You're not doing it good. I'm not attracted to you.
And we need to.
And I don't know. Like, I'm not even saying it because I don't want to be with you. Like, I want to work it out. But, bruv, I'm at my last string here. I can't even lie to you.
We just need to normalize a few things. The same way we've normalized asking men how many kids they have, or if they have children, or
what's in your bank account.
I don't know if I can normalize that one. That's none of your business. Never.
If we're talking marriage,
no, not even marriage.
No, it is. Because if I mean, right now I bring to the table overdraft. I'm sure he would like to know that, because my debts become his debts to an extent.
This is why I said my marriage is ending in church. This whole court shit has nothing to do with me. It depends who I get married to, because
they might want something completely different to you.
Yeah. God, babes, please don't. I beg you. It's in the future, innit? So I have to look up.
She has to look forward. Was it forwards ever? Forwards ever, backwards never.
Yeah,
I heard that on a podcast.
Nah, I've done backwards a lot of times.
Good. Anyway, so because of that disconnect, I just wasn't attracted to them anymore. I made it very vocal. We did try a different, you know, switching things.
You're brave. See me, I'm not vocal. You will never hear from me.
I kind of had to.
That's nice.
I felt like I had to.
No, that's actually good.
I was nice up until a point. Let me get there.
I feel like that's very nice. Because me, the minute... You think you're hearing from me? As I'm walking away... Please. I moved houses. I still live in the same place, but I'll tell you I moved houses.
But the
you know that amount of people that I've told that I moved to Birmingham?
You're always there. As far as everyone's concerned.
Yeah. I'm in Birmingham every other day. Mm. Have I ever been there? No.
Nope. Due to be there one day.
One day. Amen.
But I remember this one moment where we was in Asda and I had to go return a parcel and he came with me. And then a group of guys walked in and I said, oh my God. And I just started moving away from him as if to say, we're not
I'm single. We're yeah. not together. Someone needs to
me.
Talk
like,
to
someone
me.
One of these brothers needs to see me.
Yeah.
And they're going to see me with you. And I was like,
that's so bad. You see, when you get to that point, it's like the relationship is over.
For you, it's over. For me, it was over. But for him, he had a whole idea in mind, because that's what I was portraying to an extent as well. I was giving, oh yeah, I'm still very much here trying to work it out. But
really?
Once upon a time.
Were you actually portraying that? Because I don't think you were. He was very blind. They say love is blind. Maybe he was there. But I don't believe that you were
portraying. Now that you mention it, I remember every time it was a hug and kissing situation, tomorrow was a...
No, because trust and believe, yeah, we would FaceTime and I would be like on FaceTime with this girl for like 4 or 5 hours and you wouldn't know that he's there because they are on separate parts of the bed.
And the bed was quite small.
And by the time you hear his voice, it's like, oh, where's the remote? I'm there thinking, he's there. And you didn't tell me to come off the phone. I'm there thinking, what the hell? She's like, no, please stay.
It's fine. No, seriously, please stay.
I'll be like, oh my God.
You know what? We was even suffocating each other by spending a whole week together. I would never do that again in my life.
No, you would do it with someone that you need to spend that week with.
Yes,
but not
someone that I can actually just, you know, babe, let's, you know, do this, that's like, not someone I think of getting active with, but then I remember the failure that's going to be and I'm like, you know what, I'm not even going to bother with it. I don't even want to do it because it's going to piss me off. I had to like play scenarios in my head to get excited, and by the time came where I was like,
see, the thing that God did, not creating certain women as men, is very important, because if you were a man, you wouldn't get hard. That's actually
not even a bit. It wouldn't even twinkle.
I'm not gonna lie to you, when I saw him and I was there like, what's wrong with you, boy? No, because you know when you see certain people, you're there thinking, you have my friend's height, the height that she's looking for, you have the build, the hair I don't understand, but we can move. What's wrong? What are you not eating? Because you know, in Uganda, if you're not performing well, you're not eating certain
things. Like, what are you not eating?
Yeah, in Uganda, that's what they conclude to. You're not eating something. So in you, like that. That's why they be feeding men bare food, because you need to. You need power. Are you mad? You can't be coming here with 1-2 strike.
I don't know what it was, but it was not working for the kid. Where I was used to be flipped like a fish in a pancake.
Auntie's out here, you know, 30 minutes long, 45 minutes, and you're out here giving. I'm
sorry. You know, it's what? Not that's even the length of it. It's what is the energy and the
momentum. Mm.
But it wasn't there. And eventually someone from my past, you know, decided to call me. I said, this is the one that was flipping me like a fish. You think I'm not going to take the opportunity? This is very bad, man, guys. Don't do as I do as I say. So I entertained it, spoke on the phone, and 2 days later I was like, you know what, babes, yeah, we need to end this. It's not working. Just not doing it for me.
I don't think it was 2 days later. I think it was the same day.
No, it was on a Monday that I was on the phone. Daddy, I remember. That week was crazy. It was on a Monday that I was on the phone to the other guy. Wednesday night, I spoke to my ex and I told him. Sunday, I went and did what I did. And that's the Sunday that he came to get his things.
Why would you come on the day I beat? Don't respect me. Anyway.
I was hoping to get home earlier, but it was what it was.
Nah, he came very early, though.
He did. I was like, fuck, I'm still on the train and you're already there.
You were on his mind.
I definitely was. But yeah, I didn't have sex with the guy whilst me and him were together. However, after that whole situation, a week later, I decide, you know what? Maybe. This one was about to kiss the microphone. And maybe I want you back. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. That was a mistake. You know when we were screaming mistake, or that this is the moment for me to scream and shout that, because I just fucked it up bad. That's when I became the full-time liar, part-time cheater, because as I was working in so-called relationship and trying to make it work, I was still talking to the other guy occasionally. We wasn't meeting up and having sex, but I was talking to him.
And he would make you feel good. I feel like when it comes to relationships and why girls, because we've never spoke about why girls cheat,
it's mainly been guys,
but I feel like personally when girls conclude to cheating, it's mainly because the attraction that you gave them in the first place isn't there anymore. There are girls that, you know,
they just do it for the sake of doing it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then there's girls that want the whole experience, like, you're my first boyfriend, open the door for me, give me flowers, all of that. But see, me, the same way I was, I feel like the way I was a couple of years ago, I've definitely matured. That's why I'm not in a relationship, because people be out there thinking, I get one proposal a week at least,
forever getting asked out,
and it's like I have to look at you in so many categories, because right now the way I'm settling down has nothing to do with me parading a boyfriend. It's me parading my husby. Do you get what? I haven't even heard that husby word in such a long time.
Husband.
No.
Husby.
Husby. This is my husby.
I've never heard of it.
It's like a 2014 word. It's bare old. And then obviously it's like I can go out, or I can decide to reply to people and be like, you know what, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah,
I'll be your girlfriend. And then after a while I'm there like, so what are you doing here? Because I don't get it. First I will, because it's like, yeah, you're attracted to me, but then it's like I feel like, me personally, I feel like guys lie unprovoked. So it's like,
no lies. No lies.
When it comes to like girls cheating, I've never cheated, but I have come close to doing it. The only reason I came close to doing it is because I'm the type of person, yeah, the same way I enter a relationship is literally the same way I leave it. It's going to be the same energy with you. I will still, even at the end, I'm showing you I love you, but what you did, like, love is not enough to sustain a relationship.
Oh, it's never enough. That's just, like, communication. That's just about half, not even half.
You have communication. You have sex. You have understanding. See, people don't
you can,
get me.
You can talk until your face turns blue, but if the person doesn't understand you, you're not going anywhere.
People don't get me. It's not easy to get me. Because you need to.
I mean, I try to argue with you every other week.
Bro, so you need to. You need to actually understand the person that you're with. Because if you don't, there's no point. Like, see, for example, this guy, he probably owns my half, the half of my. Of the podcast, my stories, like when it comes to my ex, he'll be like, yeah, no, that don't sound like her, because he knew the type of person that I was. We clicked, we took time,
he and because it doesn't sound like her, I'm gonna give her the benefit of the doubt and not react in a mad way, because you're not obviously acting like you.
At the end, it wasn't.
No, but
at the end, you know,
it is what it is. I just feel like with relationships, at this point, it's like I've done the whole rushing into situations. It didn't work. I've taken my time. This, my ex, we knew each other for about a year before we got into a relationship. It still didn't work out. I still didn't. Bruv, I didn't know he was what he was in bed, obviously.
No, but listen. See, here's the thing about people not listening to me. What did I tell you?
What did you tell me?
I said, before you do anything.
Yeah.
Make sure there's packing everywhere. Everything is packing. You guys can be doing up romantic, left, right, and center flowers every single week. Are we packing?
Okay.
Because if we're not packing, she's like, but it's going so well. We'll see. My girl said, you love to say this so much.
What?
We'll jump to the bridge when we get to it. Some shit like that.
The bridge when we get to
Yeah. And I'm thinking, bro, the bridge is near.
Cross it. And then find out what's on the other side.
You need to cross it before you come and know.
And I did cross it, and then I didn't like what was on the other side. But by then, I was already in a relationship. And I was like, God.
What?
But wow. Yeah, I've done the rushing into situations. I've done the taking my time. And now I'm like, okay, so neither one of these scenarios worked out.
Yeah, but taking your time and doing what? Because there's a difference. You can take your time and just take your time, or take your time. Because right now, in the situation that I'm in, oh my God, I'm learning too many new things. It feels like I have never been in a relationship.
Yeah.
It feels like I've never experienced it. Because it's like, the person is asking me things and I'm there like, I'm questioning myself, like, why don't I do this? Because it's like, I've been used to, you know, waiting, and if the guy doesn't do it, it's like, oh, why the fuck is he not doing it? Okay, cool, he doesn't like me anymore. But that's really not the case. You can really do it as well.
You just go out your way and do it. You don't have it's what he said, you don't have to wait for me to communicate. You can go out and do it.
And I was just there like, okay, cool. And then I sit down and I think about it and I'm like, oh, I hate it. Because it's like, I hate when people are right. I try to be right all the time. So
when,
like,
you follow their advice, it actually works out.
It actually works out, and you just feel like, oh.
I don't know. Sometimes I sit here and think, let's say if I'm talking to a guy and I'm like, oh, why are you not asking me to be your girlfriend? And I'm like, wait, hold on a minute. I've known you for what, 2 months? Where are we? Boyfriend for who? You don't even know them.
You are a stranger that I met on
You don't
somewhere.
Even know them. What the hell are you trying to fly into? Sis, take time. But as you're taking your time, try to put them in different scenarios. Like, okay, let's go out to eat. How do you react in that? You being around my family, how do you react to that? If you happen to be around my family. You being around friends.
Good luck to that.
Mine happened to be my chance. I didn't have a choice. If you happen to be around my friends, how do you deal with that? When we go out shopping, how do you deal with that? Let's go to, I don't know, to the arcade or...
Let's go to places where it's provoking and there's women that can provoke you. How are you going to deal with that situation? Because you see me, yeah.
Because we're both when I enter a certain age, and the same way I attracted you, I can attract someone else. The same way you attracted me. Wait, hold on.
No, but men forget that. Men really forget that. So when women come and now cheat, that's why it's very easy for women to cheat. See, here's the thing, yeah. Men really forget. When I ask you out and you say yes, automatic, this is why I said stop claiming people. You're automatically mine. You're my girl. Yeah. So now when other people move to you, I expect you to say no.
But why am I gonna say no if you as a boyfriend you're not doing you're not doing
your anything. Duty.
You own me, but you're not treating me like the owner. Or like
as
you own
Dexter
it.
Said, bring it to the owner.
The owner is
the owner's
to
not
be
available. So
I need to go find another one, clearly. Though I don't condone cheating, guys. I used to be there screaming, I don't get why people would cheat. It doesn't make sense and da-da-da-da-da. Until I was in a position and I was like, I still don't agree with it. It's still wrong.
I know
we've
spoken about this.
View
I know we've spoken about this before, but that was in the past. This is present.
Yeah.
Would you take back a guy if he cheated on
no.
you?
Would,
You were so quick. You were so quick.
Let me.
I'm talking about like now, in this present moment. Would you take back? Would you take back someone if they cheated on you?
Do you know what? I feel like I would. I feel like I would. And the reason why I was so quick to say no is because if I was to take you back... Wait, actually, I said no because of the embarrassment, first of all. The shame that comes with it. It's like, oh my God, what, you don't want me? Did I do something wrong? And da-da-da-da-da. But
you see that shame, yeah? A lot of people have that shame because it's like, oh, what will people say?
Yeah.
Me, that shame will come for myself. Mm. Like, it would be more of, what love did I not give? Because, not gonna lie, guys, yeah, and any guys listening to this podcast, if you want to come my way, come my way. I'm a I love with everything. I really do.
Mm.
Not just with the heart, but with the mouth. And I love with the money as well. Like,
everything.
I love with everything in me. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, when someone is giving you that 100%, they never actually understand why you come and now do it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, which part was I not given enough? That's where I would question myself.
Yeah.
That's where I would get embarrassed. But if it's people outside, I'd be like, bro, people cheat all the time. It's just that mine has become known because I've left the person.
So do you think, like, once a cheater, always a cheater?
Are you going to cheat again?
No.
See what I mean? It depends. You just have to be with the right person. That's what I see.
After
as.
I saw what it did to the person I did it to, it's like, you know what? Nah, that's fucking wrong. Next time, just leave the person and do what you need to do. Even if you regret leaving them, at the very least.
No, 100%.
You didn't go behind their back and have to lie and this, that, and the first.
Mate, there's this person that I think I told you, there's this person I regretted leaving.
Yeah.
And then, now that I see them happy with someone else, sometimes it's just like, Rob, what if that was me? But it's like, it's okay.
Would it have actually been me?
Yeah. I was like, but it's okay because, like, you know, I'm happy that he's now happy because the mental that he went through, it wasn't cute.
Yeah.
Because it was like, you know what, I can't do this anymore. But the reason why I was saying why I can't do it anymore, now I look at it and I'm there thinking, it was a 2-week fling.
What the fuck are you imagining your future with that 2-week fling? I mean, it happens, but hey ho.
Because we had like a whole conversation talking about, oh my God, you look cute, you look sexy and blah, blah, blah. And at the time, my man wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
But then it's like, this is a guy that I had at the time been with nearly a year. And it's like, he's going through stuff. And me, as the girlfriend, I wasn't actually present.
Yeah.
And my whole thing was... he's not giving me the attention, but boy, yeah. This guy was actually going through it.
Yeah.
So it's not until like we reconnected and then spoke about it, and then he told me his side of the story, and then I told him my side of the story, and then it was like I was questioning myself. That's why I promised myself, boy. And then that's when I literally was like to him, I want to apologize. See me, humble girl.
No, you have to. If you're wrong,
boy,
you're wrong.
No, I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I did not know what you were going through. And it's like, it's not that he didn't...
I could have done a better job at finding out what was actually happening.
It's not even like he didn't tell me. He told me. But it was the selfishness that was like, what the hell? Like, you choose now to go through. Like, it was...
No, do you know what? That's true. It happens. when you want that attention, it's like, okay, yeah, you're busy, and but it's like, I'm busy with my life. That's the thing. I'm dealing with things. I have to go here, go. I'm splitting myself into 50 different pieces.
Yeah.
And I need to split myself in those 50 pieces. I need to put them back together and split myself into 51 to give you one piece. I can't do it.
And it's like,
and I'm not saying I'm not gonna be able to do it forever, but right now, just give me those 2 weeks. I'm not saying I'm not coming back, but hold on.
Boy, and that's the thing, it's like he would call me and I was on the phone to the other guy and I'll just cut it. Yeah. And it's like he's really trying to tell me like, babe, I'm going through this, but it's like I was closed off. That's why.
And even then, although he was going through what he was going through and you wanted his attention, that could have been one way to bond over
he
it
was
by
still,
you being there.
But that's the thing, he was still giving it to me. It was just like the way he was giving it to me was
so
not the way
wanted.
I wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted it to be the, you know, call me the way you called me in the morning, like, bruh, babe, la-di-da, so what are you doing? Oh, I'm getting ready to go out. Oh, I'm getting ready too, blah, blah, blah. What time are we meeting? All right, cool. So when are we going to do... Okay, cool. But then it went to, he's not calling me in the morning. Why are you not calling me in the morning? Because, boy...
Again.
Yeah. It's like, I have to pick up extra shifts. I'm going through shit. Like, there's money I need to pay.
Yeah.
And it's like, I could not understand this.
Sometimes,
to me, it was like, what are you talking about?
Now that I think about my moods that I go through sometimes, it's like, I'm not in a
That's
why
I promised. I really promised myself the next person I get into a relationship with, I am going to... as you see, I'm actually trying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like... guys, I'm... this one I'm trying because it's like me being me, I would flip out so quickly.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, is that it? Okay, bye. Like, I don't waste my time. But it's like now I have to take time and it's like the way
is it really a waste of your time? Because what is it that they're asking you that's so huge that you can't just give an hour of your time, if anything?
And it's like the way I think is not the same way necessarily how everyone is thinking, and the way I want to be treated is not the way man was taught to treat his girl. I have to come and
that's
tell him.
You have to teach people.
You
how
have
to
teach
you.
The exactly.
Because their perception, it might be the same way their dad treats their mom, and that's by cheating and beating her up and doing this, that, and the third.
And it's like I have to come out of my way. Yes, as my. I'm a very selfish person, so if I say certain things that's come out of my way, I'm not meaning it in a rude way, but it's like, I actually have to...
get up from my bed and do that shit.
Yeah, and
if
it's
I
like,
want it to be done properly.
It's like, okay, cool, like, even when it comes to beating, finger me like this, don't do that, because it's like, you're going to piss me off.
That's also a form of teaching a person how to love you.
Yeah. Because it's like, oh, I know you like that. I know you like that. It's like, I want to get to the point where my man likes me, but I was never willing to actually learn or teach them how to get to that point.
And then it gets to a point where you're not even likable anymore.
Exactly. That was me last year. Friend. I thought, like, you know what? No one likes me. But the reason why they didn't like me was not because of them. It was literally me. You have no, like, I have no full stop. Like, it's like, oh, no. You're not going to work. You're really not going to work. But it's like, boy, they just said one line, or they just, how do you want them to articulate themselves?
That's the thing. Being with another human, they're going to make mistakes the same way you make mistakes. Like, you expect the person, like you said, you expected the person to call you in the morning the same way that they used to. And I probably would as well. But then I remember sometimes I'm like, bruv, there's days, there's weeks, months where I'm just declining and ignoring calls. There was a time where I told you, babes, I know I said I'm awake, but that doesn't mean call me. Now is really not the time. I know you was pissed, but sis,
we can address that in this last 5 minutes, because don't piss me off.
You was pissed by life.
No, it wasn't even about life, because what I called her to tell her, yeah?
You didn't even tell me.
No, I showed you later on because you pissed me off. I was like, who the fuck are you talking to, first of all? Me, I ain't your boy's friends. Do you get what I mean?
The boy's
friends. Yeah, not boy's them friends. People. I was there like, wait. You had arguments? Let's talk about it. Who did you have argument with?
I really wasn't
in. You're not in the mood to talk. Be quiet. Because I called to speak.
No, and I don't want to hear it either.
Auntie,
no.
I called to speak because you were... No. If you don't want to hear it, don't send me Instagrams that you were listening
okay,
to.
So?
That's still listening. I called her to... You know, I got so excited. I'm calling her to show her my fashion show. Okay? My girl's busy telling me I don't want to... Do you know how quick I hang up that phone? Because I was there like, who the fuck are you talking... Before I curse you, let me respect you. Because...
Where? Oh! My head died.
I don't think you understand the way I looked at my phone. You see me, yet? I haven't grown that much. Because after that comes, I was like, does she want to get blocked? Like, talking to you.
Sometimes I'm thinking like that. If I have to delete any more pictures from my camera roll, if I'm deleting everything, I'll clear the whole thing.
I did that, and then I had to go to recently delete and then bring it back. Then I had to go delete one by one.
Oh,
but
boy,
no. Mm-mm. See me, if I don't want to speak, don't answer. Don't answer.
That's true.
Just don't.
That's true.
That's actually what I do. I'll fully say, I'll text you and be like, what are you saying? Like, let me know. Let me actually know what it is. And then it's like, bro, I just called you. No, I'm not really in the mood. My girl fully picked the... So why are you picking? That's where my confusion went everywhere. It didn't even go left or right. It just went everywhere. I was there like, bro, you don't understand. Because we live opposite each other, yeah? Boy, I opened the curtain and I'm there thinking, you want me to fly to your house? Are you silly? I was there like, bro, let's talk about it. Like, what happened? Tell me. I was so in the mood, like, tell me, like, what happened? Forget my fashion show. Tell me what you're going through. But, auntie picked up the phone. She goes, hey, just because I said, what? I woke up in a good mood. We will not do this to me. Not today. See, guys, it's another thing. I'm very selfish. Again, it's another example. I did not care what she was going through because I wanted to show her what it was.
Yeah, it was about a me moment at that precise moment.
But...
Nah, it was a mad waste still. I have to agree. It was mad. At that point, I was being selfish because I didn't even give her the time of the day to tell me what you're calling me about. It could have been an emergency.
No, I was like, oh, hi. She goes, oh, girl, no, I'm
it
there.
It could
like,
have actually been an emergency. And I was like, nah, bruv, I'm not in the mood.
I was like, okay. Just cut the cord in there, boy.
I'm flingy today.
On that note, stay away from your friends' people. They are none of your business.
Alone, go find your own.
Unless they're planning to propose to your friend, that's the only time you guys are supposed to be chatting. But, like, obviously, you can have casual conversation. Like, it's not a bad thing.
No, it's nothing wrong to talk. Because I see it with my mom and her friend or something like that. Or even aunties and uncles. Obviously, my mom's... My mom's sister's husband or whatever. There's no relation there prior to, obviously, the two of them getting together. But they still have conversations like it's nothing. Oh! You know, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, da 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 da.
Bro, you can talk. It's not a problem.
It's how you do it. And if we're doing this whole, oh, hi.
Yeah, see me.
You know, no, the whole this shoulder touching and I'm like, okay.
See me, you can't touch me. Don't be touching me ever. Like,
I find it very awkward.
I find it disrespectful. See, you want to disrespect me, touch me without my permission.
Nah, bro, just talk to me a weird way. It's like, what?
Stay
because
away from
I just try to be very wary of my, of my presence and how I speak to someone, not just someone's man, but just someone in general. Obviously, when I spoke to Maria on that day, I wasn't aware of my presence. Sorry, friend.
Oh, it takes the podcast for her to apologize for her behavior. Do you see this? Because I'm going to be bringing my issues
here
now.
Because the first time she explained to me how she actually...
No. I was not going to explain because if you didn't bring it up, trust me, it would have been water under the bridge. It really would have. But, you know, it's
but that
cool.
was weeks ago. It could have been worse.
I mean, that was weeks ago. Why'd you bring it up then?
Because it was...
I mean, you apologized. Let's not go backwards. Forward is the way.
Forward never, backward never.
Yeah, don't do that. We can hug and kiss next. I mean, soon. I'm just thinking about forgiving you right now. I'm joking. Stay stay away from your friends' people.
Stay away from other people when you're in a relationship. If you do want to partake in
adventure.
Yeah, if you want to explore, do leave them alone, please. It's not cute to see someone go through that whole heartbreak situation with the person that they love. Trust me, guys.
100%.
It's not the nicest feeling ever. And if it feels bad for you, imagine the person going through it.
And another thing, get in a relationship for the right reasons.
Yeah. Not just to have someone to call your boyfriend.
No, I feel like I've said this before. Like, there was a time when this is still... Pardon me. It's still a time, actually, right now.
Yeah.
It's still relevant. All my friends are in relations.
Not me.
Okay. All my friends are in relations, not her. And and it's like, I want that as well, but at the same time, it's like, I'm not going to go and pick up anyone and just be like, okay, cool, I also found someone. Let, you know, can
yeah,
I
just
can
say,
I now be invited to the double dates and
there's
shit?
There's no double dates, please.
Yeah, because you're not in a relationship.
Exactly.
So,
this is how you snitch on yourself, idiot. Look at that, big mouth. And I'm always the one showing about being a chatty party. I'm always the one talking about being a chatty party. Look at me. Oh, wow. Anyway, I
bye, guys.
Because
I can't. What was I saying?
Bye. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Because, wow. Because
I'm going to try to anyway. With my no relationship having us.
Good luck. Where?